Good morning and welcome to our soul's journey, the evolutionary process of our soul. And as we align with our higher self, our soul, we align with each other as we join together and touch into our hearts. You know, your heart is really the seat of the soul. And so just rest your awareness there and know we are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind. And with our hearts open and our awareness resting in the seat of our soul, the heart, from that collective oneness, that heart, which we share together, we say amen. Welcome. Welcome to your evolutionary journey, the process of your soul's evolution. The whole purpose of life is to evolve as a soul. And all the lifetimes that have led up to this one have led up to a decision that you made, probably before you came into this life, when you planned this life, when you, with the assistance of your spiritual guides, your support system, created a life plan for yourself that included somewhere in that life plan the opportunity for you to recognize yourself as a soul in evolution, to perhaps for the first time in your soul's evolutionary journey to consciously decide, I am committed to myself as a soul in evolution. And who did you make that commitment to? It wasn't to God up there or out there or anyone else. You made that commitment to your higher self, to that soul of you, that infinite awareness within you that has been magnetically pulling you along your soul's journey. And you've moved unconsciously from lifetime to lifetime, not knowing that this was the goal. In those lifetimes you had before, you lived in the Andes Mountains and you worshiped the sun, and you thought that by following the rituals and even, this is gruesome, but doing human sacrifice or doing certain outer acts that you were somehow fulfilling your evolutionary purpose in life. But you weren't conscious that you really were a soul in evolution. You just had a very dim and unconscious impetus to grow, to do something in order to move yourself forward. But in this lifetime, for the first time, you're awakening. You are awakening into the fully awakened soul in evolution that is your God consciousness, your God self, called the Christ consciousness in the West and the Buddha consciousness in the East, and the higher self, the infinite awareness, infinite intelligence. I don't know how you access this innate part of your being, but you know, we, in our world today, we're moving past jargon. We're moving past religious jargon, even though it had a value and has a value and has some meaning. But we're recognizing that we can't be held in a box anymore. Your soul awareness can't be held in the box anymore, labeled this religion or that religion or even this philosophy. Just, you are a soul evolutionist. You are, and that's a label, you're even beyond that label, but for today, let's just say you are a soul evolutionist and your journey has brought you to this place where you are rekindling your commitment to your soul evolution. And that before this lifetime, you made the decision that this was the lifetime when you would do that very thing. When you would say consciously, there is more to me than this society, this culture, this religion, this success in the outer world. There's more to me than all the things that I thought I could accomplish and achieve in my bank balance and my problems and my likes and dislikes. There's more to me than this world of opposites. And for the very first time, you set up the conditions. You set up the conditions. Nobody did it to you. Before you came into this lifetime, when you would have the opportunity to awaken, now you have free will. So that opportunity to awaken was your choice whether or not you took advantage of it. And even right now, how diligent you are, how earnest you are, how much of a commitment that you truly have to it. That's what your free will is about. Everyone's going to awaken. It's inevitable. It's part of the evolutionary journey of every soul. The one thing we have free will over is the rate at which we do it. How much do you want to grow? How deep is the longing in your heart? How strong is the desire of your soul? And today we're going to talk about how to understand how the soul evolves and use that knowledge, that awareness, to accelerate that process if we so choose. And that's our choice. Again, no one else gives it to us or does it for us. It's not a slam dunk in terms of it happening in this lifetime that we really engage our soul awareness. Although it is inevitable that somewhere on our evolutionary journey in some lifetime that we will awaken, the opportunity that's been presented before us that we have set into motion before we came in, that opportunity is alive in you right now. Are you going to avail yourself of it? Are you going to get on that horse and ride it? Are you going to move with your soul? And what is your soul? Your soul, I'm going to read a definition that I got from a video that Jane did that had a little different spin than other times that I've heard, in which she said, your soul is a vehicle on a higher plane for the manifestation of spirit. Spirit, that God part of you that is the light of your soul, that is pulling you forward, that is driving you forward. It's both a magnetic pull and it's also a force that drives you forward through many lifetimes, hundreds if not more, through the evolutionary process of mineral to plant to animal to human. And beyond, moving into that next stage, that next step in consciousness, that humanity as individuals and collectively is inevitably going to fulfill. It's the fulfillment of the destiny of your soul. Now, you've gone through hundreds of lifetimes, but only a few directly impact this one. We come in trailing all this history, all of these different personality selves, which are alive within us, but maybe a half dozen, a handful of them are really to the forefront. They're the only ones you really work with in this lifetime. Otherwise, it would be just too much, overwhelming, and confusing. But in my experience, there are six lifetimes that are very prevalent in my awareness as I do this work going forward. And you don't have to be aware of your lifetimes in order to do this work. You just need to be aware that you've had them and get the clues from the different changes and switches in your life when you perhaps have moved from one personality leading the way, that priest that was, trying to be so good, to that time when you were in college, when you had that libertine that was coming forward, that one who perhaps was a pirate or doing something more material, more physical. And then maybe when you established a family, there was that yearning within you that came from a lifetime in which you really didn't fulfill the destiny or the fulfillment of the potential of your soul to responsibly be a mother or father or husband or wife or spouse. And this lifetime that they had an unfulfilled desire is at that point leading you. Now listen to what I'm saying, and even in this moment, catch some glimmers, catch some clues as to what the prevalent past lives that you came in with might be. And you can get some clues from the kinds of ethnic foods you like, the kinds of history that you're drawn to. I was talking to a friend last night about how he gets triggered by Civil War things. And he was very much a Northerner. And how I love history and I love studying the Civil War, but I have no energy on it. That doesn't mean I don't have opinions about wanting slavery to end and all that, but I don't have that emotional pull. Why? Because that wasn't a lifetime for me. But the Revolutionary War, oh man, there's a lot of energy there. And frankly, I was on the wrong side of history in that war. So that has affected a lot of things in this lifetime. See, I'm just giving you some examples here, and then you can start to dig a little deeper and start to become a little more aware that, wait a minute, in this consciousness I'm in right now, this isn't everyday Greg. This is that crusader's wife who resented these people marching off, quote, for God, and decided that organized religion was wrong because the church was wrong because I didn't agree with what was going on, and decided in this lifetime, it's part of my motivation, to do it right. So I became a minister, but not that kind of a minister. I'm throwing these things out to ask you, what are the whispers, the soul whispers that are whispering in your ear? This is a part of me. This is what I'm in right now in my life. And then looking at everyone else in your soul's evolutionary journey and realizing that they switch from one lifetime to another as being the predominant one at that point. You say, well, why did this one absolutely think I was wonderful and adore me, this friend, and for almost no reason at all? They trumped up something in their mind and cut me off as their friend. It was unfair. Well, perhaps they moved from a lifetime when you were truly a support to a lifetime in which you might have betrayed them. These things happen to every soul, but most of us are unconscious. That's why as a soul in evolution, as you grow and evolve and change and raise your rate of vibration, and increase the energy of your soul through meditation and the observer self, that's why you can become a light for these people. And that doesn't mean you interfere in their lives or you're telling them what to do. In fact, it's a quiet shining of the light. And it's a consciousness where perhaps your job is to forgive that person that friend of yours who was your best friend and now is no longer, or that child who was such a good kid until they weren't, in your judgment, because they moved into another lifetime of working out the karma of that lifetime, and that one was not your friend, perhaps. And so you can forgive. You see, the soul's evolutionary journey, above all things, is a journey of forgiveness. Forgiving the lower self and the lower selves, the subpersonalities of these past lives, for all the mistakes that we've made. Because guess what? Every soul on its evolutionary journey makes terrible mistakes. It's part of the path. It's part of the plan. It doesn't justify or excuse behavior, but it does explain and makes it more easy for us to say, hey, I can forgive this. I can forgive it in other people, and I can forgive it in myself. And when that person on the world stage is doing terrible things, that world leader, I probably was a tribal leader, who, in my case, I was, who led my tribe into absolute disaster because of my raging ego. And I have had to forgive myself for that. And so also forgive those leaders out there who are doing things that I don't agree with. That doesn't excuse their behavior, nor does it excuse mine, but it does forgive it. Because as Jesus said, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. And I'm saying, forgive me because I don't know, or I didn't know what I was doing. So this is your soul's evolutionary journey, as much as anything else, a journey of forgiveness. The number one thing that we need to come away with today is that the personality self, that one which made the mistakes and had the triumphs and lived in the opposites, is no longer the most important part of our lives. Your personality self here and now is no longer the most important aspect of your being. Your soul development is number one. Your soul is taking precedence in your life. It's like you're doing a reversal. Your soul was on the bottom and your personality was on top in terms of how important the importance you gave to it. And now, as you build light and energy, there's a turning of your soul consciousness or your awareness, and your soul is leading the way. And what that soul is your, and this is another definition I heard Jane use, the principal link with your true identity. It's your principal link with the infinite consciousness, the all that is, what our culture calls God, but is so much more and greater than any concept or any box that we can put it in. And you came into this life with a life plan. Every lifetime, you came in with a life plan. It was part of your journey of soul development, but this was perhaps the first life plan that included the possibility of your becoming consciously aware that you are a soul in evolution, and even for some, that you move into full awareness of your God consciousness. But regardless of the rate of speed at which we are evolving, every day is an opportunity to grow into and that God consciousness and grow in soul awareness. I'm going to ask you to look at your life plan for this lifetime. And you might say, well, I don't know what my life plan is. I remember when this was first brought to my attention, I thought, I don't know anything about my life plan. It's not anything I'm familiar with. It must be, something doesn't come out of nothing. And I must have come in with some kind of understanding of what my life plan is. I was raised by parents who taught me to believe in reincarnation. That was a wonderful advantage, but I didn't really understand how that soul was engaged with a plan in this life. I didn't know what it was, but I'm going to ask you to perhaps get a clue for what that was by looking back over your life and asking yourself, when in my childhood did I engage myself as a soul in evolution? When in my childhood did I have an experience under the stars, looking up, lying in an open field, and feeling connected and longing and yearning for that feeling of oneness. Or in my case, when I was a teenager and I had this experience after having a deep communication with somebody else in my church youth group on the train, I went between the train cars and I looked out into the Texas desert and saw the Milky Way, and just felt that connection. You know, that connection, however, that connecting with your life plan, that plan to awaken, doesn't just happen with blissful experiences or peak experiences or spiritual experiences. It often happens when we hit bottom in addiction, when somebody near to us has died and we come into an existential crisis, or we can't believe that God would do this to us. And we're so challenged at the core of our being that we start to question everything. So your life plan gets activated in terms of soul evolution, both by the positive opposites and the negative opposites. So look through your life and see that the negative opposites, the unpleasant experiences that triggered your journey, are just as important and valuable and powerful and spiritual as the ones that you thought were so glorious and great, and they were in the opposites. You see, if our goal is to transcend the opposites, to move past the ups and downs, the rights, wrongs, good and evil, all the opposites, that likes and dislikes that run personality self, if that is our ultimate experience to move past it, then we can see that the difficult experiences in life have exactly the same value and worth as the happy experiences in life, and we're no longer victims. These are triggers. It could be a mountaintop experience. It could be a catastrophic experience. It could be something happened to you at a meditation retreat, or when you were almost overdosed and it woke you up. I can't define it for you, but I'm going to ask that you look into your experience of this lifetime and ask yourself, where on my soul's evolutionary journey did I have a trigger? It was a little gem. It was the image that comes to me. It's like a little gem that's implanted there, a little something. The image is coming to me right now of a Christmas present that I used to get every year, and I haven't seen them in years, but they were a ball at Christmas time that you would get. And within the ball, well, there would be embedded toys, little toys. And as you unravel this strip of paper, it unravels like a ball of yarn, but it was paper. And these little gems would fall out, not gems, but toys, little things. And in your soul's evolutionary journey in this lifetime, your life plan includes these little awakenings, these little triggers, these little gems. So look back, and perhaps this week, write down what the positive ones were that were triggers that awakened you to your soul's evolutionary journey on your life plan, and which ones were the negative ones. And then perhaps write down, what did they give to you? Journal it. Have a free-flowing exercise. I don't want to structure it too much because I want it to be yours. But perhaps come on Thursday to our group at 7 Eastern, and the link will be provided to you, where you can talk about when you had the positive and then the negative triggers. And ask yourself, this understanding of my soul changed my outlook, but how? These little awakenings changed my whole outlook of my life, changed the way I looked at things. Maybe you had a near-death experience. You know, they've done studies of people with these experiences where they, quote, die on the operating table, and then they're revived. And almost without exception, it changes their lives. They're, first of all, no longer afraid of death. Second of all, they live from a different value. They stop caring so much what everybody else thinks, start to live from within themselves. And they live not necessarily from religious, but definitely spiritual values. And this has all been documented and quantified. When you have these triggers in your life, whatever it may be, it changes you at depth. And you can ask yourself, how has my outlook changed? This whole experience of life is a spiritual adventure. It's personal to you. And you got onto this conscious spiritual path for different reasons than the other people on this broadcast, other people who are watching this on YouTube. Because everyone's experience and reasons for entering consciously this path is unique to them and personal to them. So what motivated you? I remember being very young, 2 or 3 years old, and skiing my knee and getting up and having the thought, I forgot the thing that I promised myself I would remember, and starting to cry, not just because my knee was hurting, but because I knew there was something that I wanted to remember. And later in my spiritual experiences, I realized it was my connection with my soul, that I wasn't just this personality, that I am a soul in evolution. And we come in as babies with that understanding innate and we forget it. But I had told myself coming in, I won't forget it. And I did. We all do. It's part of the drama and the journey of life. But when in your lifetime have you had those experiences? And what motivated you? Your soul is committed to that journey of awakening. Your soul has made that commitment. And I know that because you're watching this. You would have turned this off a long time ago if your soul wasn't interested in it. If all you were about were material things, if all you thought you were was your body, if you were stuck in your personality self, but not moving out of it into your soul awareness. But just as all the great spiritual masters moved out of the opposites into oneness, you might have been raised in the Sunday school where you learned that Jesus moved into his oneness, said, my Father and I are one. I live in the world, but not of it. All of the spiritual teachers of all time have been moving, have been showing us and demonstrating to us how to move from human into God consciousness, from the lower self into the higher self, into a greater dimension of being, a greater dimension of understanding of the whole self. You see, the third dimensional self, the ego, is little fragments. It's a fragmented self. And don't you feel like that sometimes? I know when I'm stuck in my ego, I just feel like I'm a million pieces and none of it can quite fit together, like a puzzle. You just can't get it to fit. And you know what? It's designed that way. It's as if your infinite self, your soul, created a personality self for this lifetime where you're never going to get the pieces to fit. I once heard a woman say that her family would always do these big 1,000-piece puzzles. And one day they were struggling because they couldn't get it to work. And it was because she had hidden all the dark pieces that she thought were scary under the cushions of the couch. There's a lot of lessons in that. Don't shy away from those dark pieces because they're what makes you whole. They're part of you. And the whole picture of you includes both sides of the opposites, like it or not. So you might as well forgive yourself. Might as well give up on being a perfectionist. Might as well say to yourself, I'm not this limited self. And it includes everything that I judge bad about myself. Those are the pieces of the whole. And the whole self, the soul of you, that higher self is not fragmented. It is a whole. And it includes all of that and forgives all of that. And allows for all of that. And that's why on this evolutionary journey, your forgiveness of yourself is so important. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do, becomes Father, forgive me, for I didn't know what I was doing. I had somebody say that to me recently. And that really gave me, it really touched my heart. It gave my heart the impetus to go ahead with this journey of soul evolution and to forgive myself. And how do we move from that fragmented self into this whole self? By giving up the false beliefs, the limited belief systems of the personality self. Your personality self, your ego, is made up of limited beliefs, false beliefs. That's what it is. And your personality self is stuck in the opposites. And what gets you out of your ego and into your soul, out of your personality self and into your infinite self, is a new awareness and a forgiving of, a giving up of the limited belief systems. All those false beliefs, like, I got to force my will to get ahead. I got to manipulate people. I'm owned by all these things. I'm attached. You know, my two adult children were just here for a week, and I got to see. It was a good confrontation that they've grown into independent, strong, capable souls in evolution, adults. And there was a part of me that I uncovered that kind of like pushing them on the swings. And we do that with each other, don't we? We try to hold each other back. But what I had to realize was that was a limited belief system. That was a limitation I had to let go of. Not to hold them in bondage and not to hold myself in bondage. This will move you out of the opposites. And then you can benefit everyone in your life and become a clear channel. I can't be a support, a true spiritual support for my adult children as long as I secretly and subconsciously want to keep them dependent on me, want to keep them not strong and adult. And these subconscious patterns of the ego self have to be uncovered and released. We are here, you are here to hold the light for everyone in your life. And the fourth dimension is so much brighter than the third dimension. And holding the light, boy, the first thing that happens to a lot of people on the spiritual journey is that they want to go around telling everybody else what to do. I'm holding the light for you, and so you need to do this, and I'm this, and boy, that's just spiritual ego. So the minute you think, well, I'm going to go tell them this, or I'm going to help them with this, the kind of help that you can do for them is to shine the light of your soul, to lift your light up, not hide it under a bushel, but lift it up, but not cram it down their throats either. And realize that this new possibility that has been made available to you is also potentially within them. And they'll awaken on their own journey. And your job is just to shine the light for them. You've never been at this point in soul evolution before. This is a new possibility that's never been available to you at any point on your journey. And you have to prepare for it. We just had several weeks of lessons on meditation, on Jane's meditation booklet. And in that understanding of meditation, there's the teaching that our bodies have to be prepared to handle the energy and the vibration of the soul, of the infinite self. That's part of the purpose of meditation. And so as your soul's evolving, you've got to get your body prepared to be the instrument of that soul light in essence, just as the filament in the light bulb has to be upgraded. You know, they've upgraded it from tungsten to whatever's within these new LED lights. And you need to upgrade your vehicle, that which shines the light, not only for yourself, but for your people around you and for the world. We do more good for the world by increasing our capacity and our awareness for energy and vibration and light than we do by getting politically involved, although that's nothing wrong with that, by taking social action, although that has value. But truly, the light that you shine invisibly and secretly is more value, has more value than any outer step you can take. But it takes a commitment. And what are you committing to? Your soul, your infinite self. And you have an out-of-body teacher who has been working with you, is working with you, and is waiting for you to acknowledge that teacher's existence. In meditation is the perfect time for that, because the guidance you receive in meditation is often being directed from within through the facilitation of an out-of-body teacher, waiting for you to connect with meditation and help you to see what you need to do to support the evolution of your soul. Everyone has an out-of-body teacher, but now you're at a point where you can acknowledge it. And this helps you to support your life plan, to wake up to it. So consciously connect in your time of meditation, acknowledge, and make sure that you're meditating every day, even for a short time, so that you can connect with your own soul and with the support that's there for you, and ask for help in developing your observer self, that part of you that is that awareness that you bring into every life situation so that you can make higher choices, so that you're open to your intuition, so that you can really see what's going on, so that you can tap into your soul, even in the midst of your workday, in the midst of conflict, in the midst of a bad mood. Your soul is always there. Your soul never goes anywhere. I shared last week that your soul does not evolve. It's your awareness of your soul that evolves. Your soul is always shining. Sometimes it's like the sun and an eclipse over the sun. The sun's always there. And so once you get the lower self out of the way, your soul is your true identity and is always there. And your personality self blocks that light sometimes, grips you like a vice with self-importance and I'm the ego and I'm going to get this, or I'm terrible and I'm worthless and I'm awful. These are the opposites of the ego. But you made the decision to live from your soul, not your ego. You made the decision that your soul will now use your personality self as a conscious vehicle, not your personality self directing your personality like the blind leading the blind, but that part of you that can see. Your soul is leading that part of you that is limited, because you're going to have a personality self. That's part of your human experience, but it must take a back seat to your soul and let your soul get into the driver's seat. And your soul is sending you the vibrations, getting your body aligned and attuned. And this is all leading you to the place where you're ready and able to dismantle the personality. You see, your life plan has brought you to the place where you can dismantle the personality self in its limited form. Now, what am I saying here? That might be a new concept to you. How do I dismantle Greg, Sally, George, whatever my personality self calls itself? You dismantle the false beliefs that you're holding. You're still going to walk around. You know, Jane has talked about how as she was growing in her spiritual awareness, she was scared at one point that she'd grow to a point where she didn't take care of her kids. Because if she's growing beyond her personality self, she wouldn't be able to be a mom. And of course, she learned that she could be a better mom. She could be a better employee, a better sister, a better wife, a better daughter, all of these things improve because they weren't being run by the personality self's false beliefs. So that dismantling of the personality is really a crucial part of your soul's journey and is where many of us are headed. We're ready to move into this dismantling of those false beliefs. I don't believe that anymore. I don't believe that part of myself that was taught false things about God and spirituality or about materialism or who I am as a man or a woman or a father or daughter or son. And as we dismantle these parts of us by disbelieving in the old and opening up to the truth of our being, that soul truth, we expand into greater and greater awareness. Everyone is a soul in evolution. You are a soul in evolution. And the difference between us is just that some souls are evolving more rapidly than others. Others are moving more slowly, and that's part of our free will. But every soul in evolution is moving ahead on their journey. Another way of looking at the journey is that it's a journey of awakening. Everyone is waking up to the fact that we are a part of God, and we've always been a part of God. The rate at which we do it is up to us. And so in order to move forward with more wholeness, with more energy, with more vibration and light, every day, consciously seek to merge your understanding with a consciousness of the awareness of your soul. Every day, seek to merge your consciousness with the awareness of your soul through meditation, through the observer self, using the tools of journaling, using the spiritual thermometer, which we talked about, which is found in Spiritual Power Tools on page 43. This spiritual thermometer is a great tool to help you to merge and blend your energy and to move from the ego, which is below a five, to the soul consciousness, which is above a five. And as you do that, life becomes more fulfilling. You begin to know on a deeper level that you are expressing something more, a divine purpose, a soul purpose, not just getting things lined up the way you want them in this lifetime on an ego level. And as you awaken, you gain a greater awareness of hidden aspects of yourself. Hidden talents and abilities come to the fore. You become eager to, more eager to develop these parts of yourself that have been dormant for eons of time. You've carried them with you in potential, but now you're ready to awaken to your intuition, to those deeper desires of your heart that have been resting asleep, but are now awakening. But first, your limited ego must be subdued and dismantled in order to unify your soul, in order to blend your soul, in order to align your soul with that unlimited individual God self that you are. And as you begin this conscious part of yourself, of your journey, you use the tool of meditation to awaken you to this greater awareness. That's why it's so important to meditate each day. And we're going to have a time of meditation now in which we're going to consciously access that soul light, that soul awareness and vibration and energy. And before we go into the meditation, I just want to invite everyone to come on Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. The link is found on the website and also be sent to you. It's also in the chat room. And every Thursday night, we discuss and move and support each other in our soul awareness and awakening. It's a great time. And you can just sit back and listen, or you can participate, whatever you want to do. Also, we have a donation link in our box. It's also found on the website. We encourage you to support the Center for Enlightenment and its work. But now it's time for us to move into our meditation experience. This is where we truly support our soul and get that energy to come in so that we can dismantle our limited beliefs and to move into the wholeness of our being. And so take a deep breath and join with me in saying, I am not a fragmented ego. I am a whole self, a whole soul in evolution. And as I rest my awareness in my heart, I know I am resting my awareness in the seat of my soul. I am willingly moving forward into the forefront of my awareness, my soul awareness. And I'm allowing my ego, my personality self, to retreat into the background so that I can begin to dismantle those false beliefs that have been limiting me. I am the infinite soul in evolution. I am the soul awareness, consciously being. I am. I am. I am my infinite soul awareness. I am my infinite soul awareness. I acknowledge my soul. I strengthen my commitment to my growing awareness of my soul. And I am grateful. Amen. And now, as we become aware of the room we're in and where we're sitting, and focus our attention and energy, when we're ready, we can just open our eyes, and we're grateful for everyone else on this journey with us, and for our out-of-body teacher, and for our in-body support, and for our own infinite self, the soul of our being. And so we'll see you on Thursday at 7 Eastern, or next Sunday. Bye for now.